Hello, you people. I'm Pat McNeil with a free clip from this week's Real Deal with Pat McNeil audio show. Remember, you can catch the full show by subscribing to pwtorch.com. Blah, blah, blah. Wade Keller has all that information for you. Okay, we'll take you back to this piece recorded last night, the Newsmaker Hotline. I spend a few minutes talking with former TNA announcer Johnny Fairplay.
Welcome to the Newsmaker Hotline. This week, I am being joined by former Total Nonstop Action announcer and reality show superstar, Mr. Johnny Fairplay. Now that is now your real name, correct?
Almost. It's just about to be finalized. It's in the court system now. It's the only thing I have in the court system now, Pat. My Fox and Bonaducci thing is no longer there.
Well, since you're here, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? That went well.
Yeah, we had a mediation on Monday, and it was kind of like an Adam Sandler movie. There was a cash settlement that is confidential, of course, and then Bonaducci and I are forced to do 12 public appearances together this year, whether they be stand-up comedy, club appearances, or television shows. So, that is actually the settlement is we are forced to work together for 12 appearances with an option for a second year.
Okay, now, so if you brought him onto this show before WrestleMania, would that count or does it have to be a public appearance?
It has to, there's a pay involved. The paperwork took, God, 4 hours, I think. So to get everything in there, I mean, it was pretty insane, and yes, we are still not friends, very very much not so friends.
Okay, so what I'm getting at is next month if I watch Elite XC on CBS, I'm not going to see you and Bonaducci in the cage.
You are not going to see us on Elite XC. I am more than positive of that.
Okay.
I'm not very big on physicality with him. No, not so much.
Well, everything is negotiable, but we'll talk about that some other time. The reason you're here, John, other than to promote whatever else you're doing, which we'll get around to in a moment, is it's time for another TNA pay-per-view, and when we need a expert opinion, we go to our TNA expert, a man who was actually employed by the company, Mr. Johnny Fairplay. Now, John, are you aware that there's a TNA pay-per-view this Sunday in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada?
I did know there was a pay-per-view in Canada. I did not know where in Canada. And now that you've said the location, I'm still not familiar with where that is.
Okay, well, they are teasing that they have said that the event will be in suburban Toronto. It's suburban Toronto, kind of like Richmond is a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Okay. So that's kind of like when they were in Boston and kind of like when they were in the other places.
Yes. Kind of like when they were in Memphis, but they were actually in Mississippi. Yes. That's a good way to put it.
Yes. All right. Well, you go with the city that the people know. So, and then it's up to them to kind of navigate from there.
Well, I just don't want any of our listeners any of our great Canadian listeners pulling into Toronto and asking around, "Hey, where's the wrestling show?" You know.
Well, if Gabe was smart, I would run a show in Toronto.
Well, that's true. Well, he is running shows in Toronto, just not this next Sunday.
Okay.
Anyway, since you're here, will we be seeing any more of you as part of the Sweet and Sour Incorporated in the near future, or are you not allowed to say?
I have no clue. I really don't. So I've talked on the phone with Larry Sweeney kind of a lot here recently. He just moved to Chicago, so I'm going to be in the area for some Cubs playoff games coming up. So I'll be seeing him then. So I have no clue. That's possibly. So if there's a big city show coming up. You know, I think it's advantageous for both me and Ring of Honor to kind of work together, you know, promotion-wise. So I think we have a fairly good track record so far. And, you know, I'm bringing in bands that you would not expect to see at a Ring of Honor show sometimes. So I think that's good. I think it's good for everybody involved.
Okay, Larry Sweeney on the phone, of course, is exactly like Larry Sweeney in real life, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. So.